Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio. I played a little clip there from Pink Floyd, Us and Them from the Dark Side of the Moon, because it's fitting to our show for today. The topic is transitioning from duality to unity, and that song just captures that perfectly when they're talking about the difference between different groups of people, us versus them, when really, in reality, if we come down to it, we're all connected and we're all one. So I want to talk about that today with you. I want to ask you just a couple of questions. How different would our world be, you know, if we really realized, like, I mean, truly realized that we're all connected, that we're all one? How would we treat each other? You know, wouldn't our relationships change if we understood that by hurting another person, we're really hurting ourselves? Could we justify killing another person? Not that, you know, you would do that, but people do, you know, and a lot of people do that in the name of God or the religion and justify it with all kinds of ridiculous reasonings that really don't make any sense. How would that change? Wouldn't also our very religions and philosophies change when we really get down to it? Because if we're understanding at the core that we're one, that we are truly connected to the source, we're connected to this, what if you want to call that God, if we're connected to that, then the theologies and philosophies we have in place, a lot of them don't make sense. And that's scary for a lot of people, you know. And I want to talk about this topic because it's an important topic, because you hear about it a lot in metaphysical circles. And it's part of the next wave of evolution. I am a spiritual teacher. Welcome to the show, by the way. My name is Ron Eich, and the purpose of when I do these shows are to bring blessings and to help you on the road to ascension. I've had a lot of shows about ascension in the past, and ascension is basically just the raising of our consciousness and, you know, coming from this denser vibration to a more refined, evolved part of yourself. You may have heard the term ascended master. Ascended master is someone like Jesus who has been on this physical plane but ascended. And what we're doing with ascension is that we're ascending with our physical body still intact. We don't have to leave our bodies behind. We're making a conscious decision to move forward. It's like a child putting aside toys and saying, you know, I don't need this anymore. I'm ready for the next thing in my life. So that's what this idea is, from duality to unity. This is a whole string of shows that I've been doing throughout the month of January about transitioning. And we had a lot of shows about remaining heart-centered. I had a show about responsibility. And today we're ending the month of January with talking about duality to unity. So I'm excited for you to join me today. I have a lot of things to talk about. And if I have time at the end of the show, I'll have some time to take some calls and hear your thoughts and possibly do some intuitive insights for you to help you on your journey. So I want to start off by talking about what this is all about. You know, your soul is older than time itself, really. I mean, within your soul is the key to everything. All light, all love, knowledge, information, wisdom, every single timeline, reality is experienced by your soul. Your soul is pure love, it's pure light, it's infinite, and it's really like this exquisite masterpiece painting, but it exists everywhere at once, okay? Now, our conscious minds don't really understand this, but our higher selves do. It's like a little game that we're playing with ourselves. And we play this game of pulling ourselves apart to snap back together. It's like a rubber band. You pull a rubber band, and it'll come back together when you let go. And of course, if you pull it too far, it can snap apart. But, you know, if you stretch a rubber band a little bit and you let go, it'll come back together. That's kind of what we're doing right now. We're experiencing, and in fact, we're experiencing this already in our lives. You know, many of us were born in, we're born into a family that, you know, we have a close family. We grow up with our family, and then we go our separate ways. You know, we go on, we get our jobs, we get married, and some people move to other states and whatnot. And we have this sense of feeling separate, but then we get together for those special occasions. We get together for birthdays and Christmases, and your weddings are the best. I mean, everyone's happy at a wedding. Everyone's dancing and celebrating. You know, and sure, there's family disagreements. There's family members who argue or don't like each other, you know, but it's this sense of unity, and it's this love and celebration. And people put aside, for the most part, those things that, you know, those gossipy things that we have, you know, that we don't like each other. People put them aside at a wedding because it's a wedding, right? And I want you to notice that I said it's a celebration at a wedding, right? And that's the primary energy at this event. But, of course, there's many other energies with this wedding. There's a lot of fear, you know, the bride and the groom, or if it's, you know, the same sex couples, will we last, or is this wedding going to last, or, you know, perhaps maybe the groom doesn't want to get married, you know, cold feet, like I'm scared, like I'm setting myself up for the future, there's no way out, you know, a lot of people joke about that when you get married, right? But also, too, the parents also oftentimes worry, like, oh, I hope my baby's going to be okay. I hope that they're going to make it in the world. I hope that they're going to be loved and be filled with love and have a wonderful life ahead of them. You know, so there's all these different energies there, despite the fact that it's all about celebration. There's some other lower things, too. Okay, so what I'm trying to get at, and this is my weird analogy here, is that this is kind of what's happening to us right now. Okay, eons ago, we set into motion certain events to help us really experience our true divine selves. We purposely divided ourselves into separate parts in order for us to truly know who we are. It's like looking at a mirror, okay? You can know a part of yourself in your mind. I could think something in my mind, but in order to truly experience that, I have to take that thought and express it out into the realm of experience, and that we might call that the third dimension, or we might call that the physical body, you know, these denser kind of version of reality, so we can experience our true selves. Okay, we call this experience separation. This is duality, and that's one of the terms we're going to talk about today. Duality, and duality is just the experience of separation, but also it's the concept of knowing yourself through another person, because you can't really know yourself as yourself unless you have something to experience yourself against. I know that sounds kind of, you know, philosophical, but here's an easy way to understand it. You know, you've all heard that without pain, you can't experience love. Without light, you can't experience dark. If it was always light all the time, if we wouldn't know what that was unless we have the experience of darkness as a contrast to say, oh, now I've seen darkness, so now I know what light is. That's how you know yourself, is through the contrast that you see in the world. And that's that sense of duality. So we create that. We've created that as a collective so that we can experience ourselves. And in essence, it's God experiencing God's self through us. It's we are a part of God, and God is, and we are God creating God, and God creating itself through us. And it seems like we're separate, but we're really not alone. You know, we have a team of light beings. We have your oversoul, your higher self, ascended beings. And remember, it only appears as if you are separate, because we're really all connected. Okay? So we go through these experiences to know ourselves. And I want to read you just real quick something from one of my favorite text. It's from Neil Donald Walsh, wrote the Conversations with God, and this is just a little analogy to kind of help you understand a little bit further about what I mean about this sense of duality. Okay, so imagine that you're in an all-white room, totally white, white floor, white ceiling, white walls, and imagine you were suspended in that room so that you couldn't touch anything. You're just kind of dangling there, okay, and you're just there. And nothing else exists, okay? Nothing else exists. How long do you think that you would be able to exist in your own experience? Probably not a very long time. Okay, because in the absence of anything else, you cannot experience yourself. You cannot experience yourself unless you have relationship to something else. Okay? So if someone were to walk into that room and just put a tiny speck of like black like on the wall, okay, a tiny little speck of black. So now you have this sense of, oh, okay, contrast over that black spot is over there, I am over here. Or you might in your mind create these other things. That spot looks small, I am big. And you can create anything you want about it. You could say, oh, that black spot is not very smart, I am very smart. It's, you know, it's in your head, of course, but it's a contrast because you have something to compare yourself to. And that is what we do in our relationships. We know ourselves through another. And the things that you truly admire in a person are the things that are inside of you, and the things that you despise are the things that are inside of you. Now, I'm not saying that you are being those things. Like, you know, you can look at someone who's we would consider to be an evil person, and that doesn't mean that you are being an evil person. But all these possible realities and these possible experiences are within you on some level. And maybe in another lifetime, maybe you've done that. Perhaps, you know, you don't know that for sure. But we're all connected, and we are all mirrors through each other. And in fact, even in conversations with God, he talks about the fact that the Holocaust, which we consider to be a terrible event, was like a mirror to show humanity the worst part of itself. Like, you know, look at what we've become. Look at what we're doing. We have this sense. We've created this by our thoughts, by our actions, by our decisions. And doesn't mean that, you know, you're Hitler, but we contributed to that because we're all connected to the all that is. So I hope that you kind of get my analogy here where I'm going with this in terms of the contrast, the duality. So it's this game that we're playing, okay? But, you know, the game has gone on long enough. We've become so deeply mired in this illusion of separation. We have separate countries, separate races, separate sexes, separate religions, separate incomes. You know, you're rich, I'm poor, and that us versus them kind of thing. And we've accepted it, and we've created this sort of amnesia, if you will, of confusion. And we think that this is real, like this is what we're all about. And we have to break out of that, and that's what we've had a lot of spiritual teachers that have come along throughout the ages to show us the way. We call these our ascended masters, people like Jesus, Buddha, Krishna. You know, they've walked the earth, and they've maintained their connection to the oneness. They've maintained their sense of unity to show us the way, to help us come out of the amnesia, okay? And what I admire about Jesus is, you know, I'm going to quote a couple of Bible things here because the Bible is relatable to many people. Many people are Christian. Some people are not. It's fine. I don't particularly follow the Christian faith, but I know the Bible is something that people relate to. And in John 14:12, Jesus says the following. He says, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Truly, truly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father." So what that means is that he's, you know, I think it's saying that we are all one, we're all connected, because I am in the Father and the Father is in me. The Father, God, or what you want to call it, the source, whatever you want to call that. But what I also would think is interesting is that he says, the works that I do, you will do also, even greater than this, even greater than this. So in other words, like we see Jesus as this, you know, separate, like, wow, he's just, you know, so advanced and miracles and all these things. But just as much as I do, you do the same. That's the greatest teaching of Jesus, I feel. One of the greatest teachings is that I'm not separate from you. I am the same. It's just you're not experiencing this part of yourself for whatever reason, okay? So that's one of the things. And in Matthew 7:12, another Bible verse here, it's the golden rule. It says, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for that is the law of the prophets." How can that rule exist? And notice it says in the Bible, it says the law of the prophets. how can that law exist if we weren't all one, if we weren't connected? Right? The golden rule says, you know, we know, we learned this in grade school, whatever you do to others comes back to you, that kind of thing. Because we're all one. If I hurt my brother, I hurt myself. If I harm my sister, I harm myself. And it's that sense of, you know, coming to oneness. That's why we have the golden rule in place. I think most people believe in that and follow that. But the sense of the concept that we are all one kind of puts it in perspective, doesn't it? It makes it seem more real and understandable. Like, oh, that makes perfect sense. Because if we're all connected, if we're all one, then everything affects everything else. And think back in the, you know, in the early part of the 20th century when they were doing nuclear bomb testing, and they even dropped a nuclear bomb in Japan, you know, that rippled out and that created a wave across the entire universe. And beings in other galaxies and other planetary systems felt that wave because we're all connected. Here's another analogy. I like to use analogies, but many of us have studied biology, and we have systems in our body. We have our cells, and then we have our organs, and we have our tissues, and we have the circulatory system, and we have the nervous system. We have all these different systems that exist separately, but at the same time, for our body to function, they must work together. So yes, they have their separate functions, but in terms of working through the body, they work together. That's what I mean. We have our own individual consciousness, but we are still together, a part of something greater that we don't really understand on a conscious level. Perhaps maybe some of us are awakening to that, but a lot of us are not. So getting back to what I'm saying here, so, you know, the game's gone on long enough. We have to break out of this cycle. And teachers like Jesus and Buddha have come along to help us with that. So it's like we get close to remembering, but then we stop. You know, we get this huge push of momentum going forward as a group of collective beings, and then we fall trapped to old ways. Things happen, you know, and it's like two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. And I'm a math teacher, so I like to use the concept of an exponential function. What is an exponential function? An exponential function is you have a slow growth of change at first, but then it grows very rapidly. Okay, so here's a way to understand it. Imagine that you start off with a penny, one penny in your hand, and every day it's going to double. Every day it's going to double. So the next day you'll have two pennies, and the next day after that you'll have four pennies, and then eight pennies, and then 16 pennies. And you know what would happen after a month, after 30 days? How many pennies you would have? You would have 1,073,741,824 pennies in just 30 days. I'm not making this up. This is mathematically precise and accurate. Okay, so that's what's been happening to us, is we've been slowly waking up as a group of beings, and it's at the point now where it's just so rapidly, and information's coming in so quickly, consciousness expanding so quickly, that you can't keep up with it, and we're beyond the realm of that. We're past the curve, so to speak. This is another thing that's interesting. So that's 30 days. So after 60 days, which is 2 months, you would have 1 quintillion pennies. How many zeros is that? That is like 18 zeros. That's more than the population of the planet. So if you think about that, and if you consider time doesn't really exist, if we can consider, you know, a day might be like an hour, or a day could be a year. It could be whatever time frame we want it to be to get this consciousness moving forward. Quantum physics will tell you this is all about possibilities. We have to make a choice. We have to make a conscious choice. And I think that the more of us that awaken, it spreads out this, how to explain it? It's like a wave of energy that goes out and reaches other people and helps them to awaken. And we have to continue to make conscious decisions on where we want to go. And I think as a collective, we've done this. The angels showed me a vision of 9/11. Why 9/11? Well, I there's a lot of symbolism there. Sorry, you know, we have the two towers, which the two towers represents two, which is duality, and they crumble down. The end of duality. And of course, it happened on 9/11, which 9/11 we consider to be the call for help, right? I think the reason that they're showing me that is because I feel like on that particular time, whatever was going on our planet at that time was a huge shift of awakening for many people and the sense of coming together. And that was the start of a next wave of energy that was coming in, and it's still carrying forth as we go. It's happening faster and faster and faster and faster, and people can't keep up with it. So the more, though, that we consciously keep this direction of where we're going, the more that we can create this, because, like I said, we're all one. So it's like a child putting aside its toys. You know, it was fun for a while. Like, you know, I enjoyed playing with my Barbie doll for a while, but you know what? I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I want to move on to, I'm an adult now. I want to move on. And you're not saying that the toy was bad or wrong, like the judgments we place on ourselves. You're just saying, I've had enough. I'm done. Haven't we had enough of war? Haven't we had enough of the things that we play out in our human consciousness again and again and again? But the thing is, we haven't learned. You know, we have these experiences. Like I said, we take two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. How many times do we need to experience something before we say, okay, I've experienced it, I'm ready to move on to the next thing? It's that conscious choice of being very deliberate, purposely creating your reality, purposely creating our reality collectively and where we want to go. And the relationships that we have with each other are a huge part of that. Okay, so when are we all going to wake up? I'm not sure on that, you know, but I know that we're all moving into that direction. You're here on this planet right now to be a part of that process, to return to unity. Again, I call that ascension, and this transition from duality into unity. Now, I want to ask you the same questions I asked at the beginning of the show. We're going to bring back full circle. How different would our world be if we truly realized that we're all one? How different would that be? How would our economy change? How would our religions change? How would our relationships change? There's so many things you can think about. If we truly accepted that as a reality, how different would things be? And how would it be simpler? Wouldn't it be? I think it would be. It's like, it's just simple. We don't have to worry about these false things that we have in place. You know, might is right and survival of the fittest, and we just have to, like, you know, I have to just try to get by and hold on to just enough for myself and not give anything back to anyone else. And these sort of, I guess we could say negative, you know, but that's a relative term, things that we think about. And the most important one is, can we justify killing? Can we truly justify that? Anything. Because in harming another, you're harming yourself, right? And that's a whole different topic. We have a whole other show about that. But it's interesting to think about. I mean, really ponder these questions, right? If everything we thought that was true is not true, that kind of turns things upside down. And I think that's what's happening to a lot of people right now, is that as they awaken, they're finding that all the things that they thought were real and true were not. We've been lied to by our religions and by our teachers and by our medias and by many things. And in fact, we've lied to ourselves. We've been dishonest to ourselves. We haven't honored what we truly feel is right. A good way to think about that, you know, I don't believe that racism is something that you're born with. You're taught that. And in your heart and soul, you know that this person is just a person, but your experience in the world might show you otherwise. I mean, that's what I mean, being lied to. Your elders and whoever's around you says, well, you can't be around that person because of so-and-so, or they're this way. But you're in your heart, you feel like, well, that's not quite right. But we don't listen to that. And that's what I mean by listening and honoring yourself, honoring your truth, and moving forward with that to help with that sense of unity. So maybe you don't really believe me when I say that we're all one. I mean, you don't have to believe that. You have your choice. We have free will. There's a lot of scientific studies out there to show this, that this is a, that this, this is something that is in fact true. This, in physics, they're looking for the unified field theory. They're looking for the fundamental, the God particle, the thing that unites us all. That's a huge thing in physics right now. And there's a physicist, Nassim Haramein, and he has done a lot of research and a lot of technical stuff, mathematically precise and scientifically precise, to sort of show that we are all one. And it's part of been his life's work. And I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about that because it's very kind of technical and it's a whole other show on that. But you can Google it. You can look on the internet. There are scientific studies to show that everything is connected, that we are all one. And like I said, you can find examples of that in your day-to-day existence. The way, you know, there's things you can think of, so I don't want to kind of go off task on that. But we're all made of the same stuff, okay? And despite the fact that we think that we're separate, we are not. We are one and the same. And I want you to kind of think about something. Okay, if I draw a circle, and you can do it on your paper if you want. You can draw a circle. And we think of that circle as being like, that's a finite space. That is a finite space, and that's it. But within that circle, I can divide that circle into infinite divisions. I can draw a triangle in that circle, and then I can make that triangle into even smaller triangles. And I can make that triangle into even smaller triangles, and I could do that for as infinite, as small as I want it to go. I can go on forever. Within that finite space, that finite structure, there's infinite possibilities. There's infinite information, infinite, within a finite space. And that's exactly the same as our universe. You can go, just as much as you can go small, you can go out, expand it out as well. I mean, don't we find that in science when we study, when you look under the microscope and then you see, you know, maybe when you were a kid, you thought it was fascinating. When you looked under your skin, you're like, whoa, there's these cells. And then in those cells, there's little atoms. And then under those atoms, you know, there's little particles. And you can keep going as small as you want to go. And but you could also go as big as you want to go. How big can we possibly imagine to be? We're not limited, despite that we think we are. It's a grand illusion. We are not. Okay? So what's happening right now, just to sum up what we've been talking about, we're moving from this duality to unity. What do we do with that? How do we move forward with that? There's a lot of spiritual teachers, and there's going to be a lot more information that's going to be coming as the day and the months and the weeks and the years go on. There's going to be a lot more information coming on that. You, as much as possible, try to practice that in your day-to-day existence. Jesus, again, I'm going to use Jesus again, but said, you know, forgive your enemy. Forgive your enemy. Why? Again, the golden rule, because you and your brother are the same. You're one. Okay? And that energy of love and forgiveness, it's a ripple effect. Again, the exponential curve. If enough of us believe the same thing, and if enough of us put out this energy of high vibration love, then that's the predominant energy that we all believe in. And it just kind of, it pushes out some of that denser vibration into, and dissipates it out with love. Love is healing. Love is, you know, there's lots of things written about love, especially in the Bible. And love is who you are. You are love. You are light, and you are joy, and you are all these wonderful, amazing things. The problem comes, we don't always remember that. So remember to, as much as you love another, to love yourself as well, to love yourself and treat yourself kindly. And I want you to understand this too. I said this on my shows before, that in the sense that we are all one, if you're not willing to accept responsibility for all of it, then you can't change any of it. What does that mean? Well, we look at things like, you know, gun shootings, for example, or global warming, and we think, well, that I'm not responsible for that. Like, that has nothing to do with me. Like, it's the corporations, or it's, you know, it's the drug companies or whatever else they want to blame things for. But if you truly get the sense that I'm saying that we are all one, that we are all connected, then our thoughts are affecting the quantum field. Our thoughts and our actions are affecting all the possibilities that could possibly happen. That's what I meant when I said earlier about being conscious and deliberate in what we're doing, because you are a part of it. And even though you might not have directly caused it, indirectly, on some level, it's created this possibility. So when you treat people badly in your relationship, for example, and you look around the world and you see child abuse and you see the way that other people treat each other, and you wonder, you say, well, why are they treating each other that way? And you try to find the cause, you know, you're putting out the same energy, and you're not willing to realize that you're getting the exact experience back of what you're putting out. You're a part of that. I'm not saying that you are in that person's head and you are causing that person to do that, but your thoughts and your vibration is putting that out there, and that's what's mirroring back. And all the things that are coming at us right now that are happening so quickly, all these things in the world, are just mirroring back to us the things that we've been holding on to that we haven't been letting go for so long. That's why we're seeing so much of it, so many things happening in the world. And, you know, is there good and bad and right or wrong? You know, that is an interesting topic, and I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on that. I think that in reality, it's all a relative experience. I think that it's the whole duality thing. You can't have good without bad. It's like we need these two extremes. But because we're consciously choosing now to come to the sense of unity, we're going to see like the stabilization, and it's like everything, it's like on your skin having acne kind of pop up. I've talked about that before on my show. You get acne, like, ew, it's like breaking out. But it'll heal itself. You know, the acne is just like popping up for things that maybe you ate some crappy food, and that crappy food could be similar to the thoughts we're putting out there in the universe, and it's mirroring itself back to us. So it's important for us to treat each other well, to think about the kind of world that we want it to be. How would you want the world to be for your neighbor, for your children, for seven generations from now? And the Native Americans really truly believed in that. They said, well, don't think about now, think about seven generations from now. How different would our world be if we thought about it from that perspective? And that every action that we're doing is affecting everyone else. And everything that you're doing towards yourself is also affecting everyone else. It's an interesting conversation and an interesting thing to think about. You know, now I'm guided right now to draw a card for us. You like to work with oracle cards, and I want to kind of work with these Ascended Master cards. We're talking about ascension and unity, and I want to get a message for everyone that's listening here, and just to give you something to help you on your journey. And I'm going to shuffle here in a second. Okay, so the message for us right now is purification, and that's exactly what's happening on our planet, isn't it? Purification, but purification not just of the planet, but of your body, of your mind. And the Ascended Master on this card is the White Tara, who is an Eastern goddess, and she's in a lot of different forms. There's different colors that she has, but she's the essence of purity, Okay, so this card is a signal for you to purify your intentions, so you're really focused on love and peace instead of fear and competition. It also might mean purifying your body, purifying your diet, or it could just be keeping yourself in alignment so that your actions are in integrity with what you truly believe. So the White Tara is someone that you can call upon to help with that, okay? So you know that I really work with oracle cards if you listen to my show, so I hope that message was interesting for you. Looks like I have some people like that are calling on the line, so I have a chance to answer some of your questions, to hear your thoughts. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on unity. Like, what do you think about the topic? How do you see us moving forward as a collective? And also maybe possibly drawing some cards for you. So I'm going to take a quick little like 15 to 20 second break, put on some music, and then I'll get to your calls. Okie dokie. Welcome back, everyone. We've been talking about the transition from duality to unity, and we're doing a lot of transitioning in our lives, aren't we? The world is changing so rapidly, and you're a part of that, so I want to commend you for walking the path. And I got some people who are calling in, so I'd love to hear your thoughts. And also, I guess I'll open up the chat room if you want to chat in the chat room. The chat room's open, where I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. So I'm going to take a call here. I'm going to get to my first caller here. Looks like you're calling from area code 303. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh,
how are
hi.
You? Hi.
Yeah, I didn't hear.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this me?
I am just wanting to take some calls and hear your thoughts about, the duality versus unity and anything you want to share with the audience.
Well, I have to say, because that's a topic that I've given a lot of thought to and studied a lot through my life as well. And so, I have to really say that, I loved your, analogy, example of, mm-hmm. Being in the white room,
mm-hmm.
Everything's white, and then something else comes in, into the room. It could be, the black fly on the wall, it could be anything else, and the importance of that contrast. And that differentiation that happens through that experience. And I just think that was a very useful and simple way to describe mm-hmm. the purpose or the meaning of the reason for duality and differentiation and individuation and separation.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was very spot on.
Yeah, well, it's one of my I love that because it comes from Conversations with God, which is one of my favorite book series, which kind of helped me really start to understand this idea of that we are all one. And when I first heard that, I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense because we don't really experience that in our conscious reality. But the more you start to go down that road, you kind of start to see it. And you're like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. you see it everywhere. You see it in biology is where the great example of where you see the way the systems work together as a one unified whole. And I just think it's interesting. And so do you have any suggestions for people? Maybe you said you studied this topic for a long time. Do you have any suggestions for people on how they might continue to understand the sense of unity or have a better sense of it, maybe?
Well, everyone has his or her own journey and own mm-hmm. way of mm-hmm. learning and discovering. I'm not at all a religious person in any way, shape, or form. So for some people, it'll be reading the Bible. For me, that's not where I get my stimulation, I guess. I've always been a really, really big reader, though, of actual books, which I think is probably, I feel like I'm dating myself just because I say that I love the book, a book. And so I've just always made, it just who I am is to read different kinds of philosophies. I started doing that when I was very, very young and mm-hmm. just go to the library. Of course, now these days you can get so much on the internet, which of course has some advantages. But, for me, for broadening and deepening my own understanding, I always ultimately go to a book. Go to
the
library.
Is there a favorite book that you have?
Actually, I don't have one favorite book, but I have one favorite author for this particular topic, and the Jane Roberts series is my starting point for
Jane Roberts. Okay.
The stuff material, yeah. The
okay.
stuff material. I started on that when I was probably in college, which is a pretty young time to begin delving into that depth and complexity of thought and experience.
Yes.
And I just have a highly curious and intelligent mind, and so that material changed my thinking, or not changed my thinking, but opened my thinking and started to explain a lot of things that I knew, but I myself couldn't articulate.
Absolutely, absolutely.
For me, though. I would not recommend that. Most people would it is not your average one. It is not, for example, the Abraham Hicks.
Hicks.
Stuff.
Got
okay.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so it's a little woo-woo for people. Yeah.
Yeah, it's way over most people's heads. Okay, I'm the first person to say that.
Yeah.
Like The Secret, the book The Secret. That, to me, is just, that's just, I had no, that has no appeal to me. I find that really simplistic in a lot of ways for the kinds of questions I have. So that's kind of the long answer to your question.
Can I draw a card for you? I'm going to draw a card for you if you're okay with that.
Okay.
I'm going to draw a card for you, and I'm going to see what comes up, because I like working with these cards. Okay, so I got two cards. So there's two cards for you. One card I drew says priorities, and it has King Solomon on there. So it's really a message about just thinking really clearly about, you know, what is it that you really want to accomplish, and maybe setting some goals in place and being really focused on what it is that you want to accomplish. The other card says, see the other person's point of view. So it's something about, you know, being open to other people's perspectives, but also about your priorities. I feel really, you work really strongly with the Archangel Michael, who is just continuing to work with you to kind of give you that push to move forward, and helped you a lot of ways to clear some of the things from your past, from I feel like father things and things from other relationships and so on. And you're continuing to move forward on that. So keep moving down the path that you're going down. Your guardian angels are like always there. They're always kind of hurrying you and like pushing you forward. But to really do what you want to do is just taking that leap of faith and just being super laser focused about what it is that your priorities are. Like, what is it that you want to accomplish? And, you know, and just set that in place for yourself. So that's the message for you for today.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I've actually been spending a lot of time the last couple of days holed up in my house, kind of in a hibernation mode, and trying to kind of get some sense of what this year is really, like, formulate some sort of, I don't want to call it an outline, but I think priorities is a good word for it, you know, because I do a lot of stuff from my past that I want to let go of and to, you know, say, okay, and what is being asked of me for this year, and that does definitely link into a priority. So
that's awesome.
Really good to hear that.
Well,
so
awesome. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts and for sharing.
Thank you.
I'm going to go take another call here, but I want to wish you a great weekend. And
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again. So I'm going to get to my next caller here. Looks like I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me? I think
Hello?
This is Chef Ceci. Hi.
Hi.
Can
I
you hear me? How are you?
I'm good, my love. I'm good.
Yeah?
I like the subject. I've been saying that for a long time, so I'm glad somebody else is saying the same thing I'm saying, that is no longer duality. We are one, and it does make sense. And that we, you know, people don't understand we are our brother, and we are a reflection of each other, even though it's bad. It's just that we just need to put more energy in being love, you know, if that's really what you are about. And sometimes that's hard, and that means taking the good as long with the bad. And I and you were saying about was there good and bad, and I don't, for me, I don't believe there is a dark or a light side. I just believe that is life. It is the way it is. It's balance. And sometimes you need to have that, as other people call it, shadow self, to understand the light self and the being of being in that energy. So if you don't understand it, how can you know? If you don't know the dark self, how can you understand your light self? You have to understand from all things, because we're just not one-dimensional. We're more dimensional than we think. So for me, that's very important. So thank you so much for bringing that up and sharing with the people. I really appreciate that. So
no problem. And I want to thank you for listening and for sharing that too, because I agree with you on that. A lot of people get that, and that's the whole concept of duality. We get so sometimes afraid of these lower energies when we're, like I said, we're being shown a part of ourselves. And like in that, and you articulated it perfectly when you said that in seeing that, now you truly understand who you truly are as a being of light, as a being of love, you know. And that's a perfect analogy. I got to say, I do sense a lot of the Ascended Masters with you. I see you working with Archangel Raphael right now too. There's a lot of like healing energy around you. So I actually went and grabbed Archangel Raphael Oracle cards, and I'm just going to draw a couple cards for you to give you a message, if you're okay with that.
I'm fine.
Okay. Let's see. What does he want you to know right now? Okay. So a card comes up for you. It says to do more research.
Okay.
I don't think this is health related. It seems like there's something that you're like trying to find out more information about. And if you could see the picture there, it's Jesus again. We've been talking about Jesus so much, but he's like climbing up these rocks as if to say, you know, there's a whole journey here. There's like, you're going up, you know, and when you'll get to where you're going, and just keep moving forward, like, you know, peacefully and lovingly, and know that you're being guided on where you need to be, because you already are a spiritual guide. And you already are, like, channeling that information. So the next card, I'm actually continuing to draw cards. The next one for you is improving health. So it's interesting. So it is possible, too, that more research was health-related. But the card says improving health. So there's a situation, whatever this situation is, it's improving. There's things that are getting better. And I see the angels, like, really, really strongly coming in right now. The picture shows a man who's, like, gardening. And this could be a sign for you to maybe start planting some, you know, some food or something, doing some kind of thing like that. But also symbolically, like planting the seeds of your own thoughts, your own manifestations of everything where you're wanting to go. Because the next card says, expect a miracle. It says, expect a miracle. Dear God, Archangel Raphael, thank you for your miraculous intervention. So if there's a healing issue you've been praying about for yourself or another, it's a reminder that your prayers have been heard, that expect a miracle for this situation. And it also could be, I get the sense you've been kind of wondering like where to go to. So it's saying to expect a miracle, expect miraculous, either miraculous recovery or miraculous outcome for where you've been trying to go. I want to work with another deck too, because I want to get some more clarity here. I like working with the regular tarot, so give me a minute here. I'm going to connect and give you another message. Okay, thinking about what the angels want you to know. And you're working really closely with Metatron right now, because I see the Merkaba around you. Oh, this one jumped out of the deck as I was shuffling. Okay, so it's the Ten of Water, and it says a contented and rewarding family life. Your emotional and material needs are met. Trustworthy relationships. When I'm looking at this card, I'm seeing the whole, it's like the whole family. The mother and the father are underwater with their cups overflowing, but there's children that are playing in the background, and the child's above water. So it's an issue related to your inner child or children in your own life that say that everything is rewarded and your needs are taken care of, everything's okay. But I'm drawn to the man in the picture. Like there's like a sense of wanting to be with a man and creating a family. There's something about that in this picture, and letting go of the things from childhood that maybe have held you back, like old beliefs that we still carry around, how we were raised, and that's being let go of as you're moving into this new era. I kind of get the feeling that you're wanting to move like back in this kind of area. I think you kind of told me that, because I'm drawing another card too, and this one says justice. So it also goes in line with expect a miracle, fair and just decision. So justice is saying that everything's working out in the sense for fair and equal for everyone involved. You can expect the truth. And if you feel like someone's not trustworthy, like there's something that you can't trust, go with Archangel Michael in a sort of light, who can cut those cords, those negative things, those icky kind of spider webs that are just like, ugh, you know, that kind of thing. So just keep moving forward with that. Okay, is there anything else? I think that's the message I get for you overall. So just keep doing what you're doing. You are really a inspiration for a lot of people. If you don't hear that enough, you know, you really are, because you're walking the walk and you're talking. You're walking your talk. You know, you're like, I say I'm going to be this, and this is who I am. There's no sense of hiding who you are. You're like, this is who I am, and this is that, and that's important for a lot of people to see, because you're doing it from a higher place that hasn't been easy. You know, but you're accessing stuff in your DNA that's connected to all these other, like, shamanistic kind of medicine women lifetimes. It's in your DNA, and it's you're activating it, and you're, like, opening it up, and you're going to continue. I see you continuing to explore that shamanism stuff, like, on a deeper level, like, really going into the trance states and that whole thing. I really see you exploring that more as you move forward. It's just giving yourself permission to do that. So,
thank you.
I think that's... Oh, yeah, absolutely, hun, no problem. And I really appreciate your thoughts again about, you know, we are all one, and you know, the shadow self that not a lot of people understand, or maybe they do understand but don't quite appreciate it to the certain extent, you know? Don't quite, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right, because they're afraid. The thing is, you got to remember that some people have been programmed to believe the dark shadow self is a bad thing. And that it doesn't have a place, but it does. It shows you the balance and the love, and even the icky stuff, like you were talking about the racism and all that stuff, it has a place and it helps you balance. So, and you're so on target with your reading, because I did something on Facebook about who I am, and it kept coming up, your love. You're actually really love. And I'm like, what? I was like, you're honest. Blah, 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 and I was like, and I was just speaking to someone walking into the office. I did a fair for veterans yesterday, and I said, I don't feel like I'm appreciated as a veteran, and I wouldn't want my children to fight for this country because I'm not appreciated, and I didn't, and the guy was like, I want to change your opinion about that, and the things that happened to you have happened. To you, and it's not your fault. I said, I know that in one sense, like, you know, but thank you for clarifying and letting go. And I said, okay. And I just said, whatever spirit you want me to do, I'll do. I wasn't going to go to this event. And my girlfriend said, you need to go. It's for veterans. They can help you. I've been talking to congresswomen, congressmen, senators, all here in Arizona, trying to get justice. So the fact that you said justice, the justice, I'm going to give you clarification for my daughter. As I told you, my daughter was killed by a machine that gave her a heart attack. And it wasn't her fault. The machine they put her on has been known to cause death. So I'm seeing that as justice, because I've been working, trying to get two lawyers to see if they were the case.
That makes perfect sense.
And I can't move until that is done. Like, you can't move from one state to another. So I'm like, okay, you got me a sale. So thank you. So you clarify that, and you clarify me looking for a place to stay. Which country would be home for me? Should I go to Mexico? Should I go to California as a state? Will I be welcome? Or should I go to to Senegal, Africa, and certain things, when things like computers glitch cuts off, I said, okay, that's not for me. I listen right away.
Yeah.
So Metatron, I know that Merkaba has been, Metatron's been working with me prior to my daughter passing for a long time.
Yeah.
And if like, you got some kind of Jewish ties in your life, and I'm like, what do you mean? You got Hebrew? And I, you know, like a lot of my ex in my life have been studying Kabbalah or Jewish.
Okay.
My girlfriend, a good friend of mine, she's, you know, all of these Judaic teachings
yeah.
have been put in my life, and I'm like, okay, Metatron, you gotta tell me what's going on. What is the deal? And the guy just told me, Ryan says, Sussy, do you know that you're, you got Metatron is your family and you're one of his children? I was like, no, I'm not. Don't you realize that I'm a black woman and I'm Christian? And da, 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 da. But this is years and years ago that he said this, and I said, okay, this makes sense. So everything you're saying is proof you're dead on. So anybody that doubt that you're not clear and you don't know what you're talking about, I'm giving you validation. It might not be perfect, but I'm giving you validation that everything that you read from those cards in the universe poured into you is actually accurate and right. And I know that this year, like I told people, I don't know why 2016 is going to be good. I just know that everything's going to work out. Even though know, it seemed like, well, you're going to be on the verge of being homeless. You're going to be on the verge of this. You're going to be on the verge of that. You're not going to have food. Okay, well, Cecily, you got to eat a certain way. All of a sudden, organic food that I could afford popped up where it could be delivered to my homeless that are going to whole paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that is just
whole
that,
paycheck.
You know, I that's my favorite store, though. You know what I mean?
That I love that store. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh.
If I could just live in that store, I'd be good.
Yeah, well, there's one by my house, girl, but it's like, I mean, it's got to be like 30 miles away. It's like, I don't want to be driving 30 miles every time to get my food every time, you know? So, I mean, I mean, it's nice to go to, but when you're trying to buy the, you know, organic, healthy foods, they have the biggest selection and typically the lowest prices. I mean, even though people complain and say, oh, you know, organic food is expensive, but, you know, when I go to the grocery store, they don't specialize in that stuff, so they charge more. So you're better off going to a place like that and supporting them, because if you think that food's that kind of thing's important, put your money where your mouth is, you know? That's what I believe about it.
There
right?
You go.
It's like,
see?
Yeah, exactly.
You have a Trader Joe's by you.
I do, but I'm not a big fan of Trader Joe's so much anymore. I like some of their stuff, but they are kind of, they have some deceptive practices with that I don't really necessarily agree with. Like, they won't specifically put non-GMO on their foods, which I don't agree with. They won't do that. That's one thing. So you don't really know for sure. And a lot of the, a lot of the ingredients in some of their foods are questionable. You think you're getting healthy food, but you're not necessarily getting the healthy food. They do have healthy options, don't get me wrong. And I think it is better than going to a regular grocery store. But I'm kind of leery about Trader Joe's and some of their stuff, personally.
Okay.
I think they have some shady business practices.
So I can give you some things. Go to Sprouts. There is a, or where you live at, there's a place that has produce, like the food co-op. You know, you might want to join. I've been in food co-op since my baby was little. And we get together, and you can actually make your own food co-op in your area. You can get together, and they'll deliver, like, bulks of food, and you get people to do memberships, and you bag it out every month. Like, it can be from beans to vegetables to everything, and you live in the perfect place where you can get this food. If you have, like, say, 10 people that want to buy in bulk, they'll deliver it to you. So if you're interested or anyone's interested in doing food co-ops, I love that. I mean, I love that kind of energy. If you want information, I'd be more than willing to help you. But I haven't been, unfortunately.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you put it on my Facebook page? Because you're on the and just let my listeners or like my audience know about it. That'd be great, because I think that's a that's a topic that a lot of my audience is interested in for sure. So definitely put that on Facebook. But yeah, I've been reading some articles from there's a woman called, well, she goes by Food Babe. Her name is Food Babe, and she just investigates all these different corporations and their food practices, and she writes a lot about Trader Joe's, and she's the one that kind of got me starting to really be more critical of them when I look
right.
at their when I look at what they have to offer, because their prices can't be beat. Their prices are amazingly low,
right.
but it comes with a an additional cost to your health maybe at some times.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
so you just have to be careful. And it also comes with listening to your own body, because I found that sometimes I've eaten food from there, and the next day I get this headache, and I'm like, okay, it has to be from the Trader Joe's or something in that that's got to be what it is. So I stopped
right.
eating those foods that were causing. Well, I can't prove it, but I think I there's a correlation there, you know. So I'm kind of like going down that road, but yeah. So if you could put that on my Facebook, the food thing, that would be great.
Okay.
And I'm going to continue to, of course, send you love as I always do. I'm giving you a huge hug because you know I have a lot of love for you.
Thank
and
you.
And I always appreciate you and all the things that you do. And I think I have time maybe to take another call, and I'm going to kind of wrap up the show. So thank you again, Ceci, and I'll check the Facebook for it.
Okay, sweetie. Sure, sure.
Okay.
Blessings. Thank you.
Same to you, honey.
Don't hang up on me, though. Don't click
no,
me
No, I'm
going
to put you on mute. I'll put
okay.
you on mute. All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. I got time for another call here. Looks like I got another caller calling in from area code 917. Hi. Welcome to the
hey.
Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are
you?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry. I'm in the street. I apologize.
It's okay. Oh, you don't have to apologize. Yeah, I'm just kind of at the point in the show where we're just talking with each other and sharing expressing our thoughts, and I've been pulling some oracle cards. So I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the beginning part of the show where we were talking about...
No,
okay, because we were kind of talking about the transition from duality to unity, and I was just curious what your thoughts were about this concept that we are all one, that we are all connected, that there's this this sense of unity. How do you feel about that, or what are your thoughts on that?
And sense of unity? I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially when it comes to coincidences, I don't
mm-hmm.
think there's such a thing, and that's
mm-hmm.
pretty much kind of explained that we're all together, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying.
Yeah, so
but,
you're talking about like these, like the things that just seem to happen,
yeah.
but they're not like they seem like they're accidents, but
then,
we know that they're
not
accidents. Like
yeah.
they are, yeah,
exactly.
absolutely. Those things happen a lot. So in your mind, that kind of proves that we're all connected. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes
so you,
for instance, well, I'm just thinking about someone and then I get a phone call from them. You know, out of nowhere. You know,
got
that
it.
Kind of thing. you know
yeah.
What I mean?
So that,
that
yeah, that so that couldn't happen unless
yeah.
we were connected to that person on
yeah.
some level, like these
yeah.
invisible strings that sort of connect us to each other. Yeah, I could totally see what you're saying. That's great. Do you have I'm just curious, do you have a favorite spiritual book or any kind of practice that helps you to stay connected to your spiritual self?
Yes, prayers. Every day. I pray
prayer.
Every day.
Yeah.
I try to go to church like 3 or 4 times a week, but I don't go to
mm-hmm.
masses. I just go to have my own conversation with God, so to speak, you know? And I like when
yes.
the church is pretty empty and I just go there and sit down and talk,
yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing with that with us. I just appreciate hearing, you know, I can listen to myself talk forever, but it's nice to learn from each other and to share with each other and create this sense of community
right.
with that we have with one another. Now, I want to draw some cards for you. I feel like I want to work with Archangel Michael here to give you some messages for today,
mm-hmm.
Usher. And
yeah.
Give me just a moment. I'm going to connect with your energy. Okay, so one moment. And I'm just asking what they want you to know right now. Okay, so you're getting a message that says you and your loved ones are safe, a message about safety. And I'm drawn to the water in the background. I kind of feel like sometimes I'm getting a vision of like a boat on water. Like, just kind of like, but the water's choppy. Like, like, where is this going? But it's reminding you that the water's calm. Like, you're going to be okay. Like, you know, like, the worst is behind you. And don't compare yourself to where you are now to where you were then. Like, just keep focusing on where you want to be. Where do you want to be? What do you want the water to look like? You know, don't compare to how things used to be, because then you're going to create more of that in your experience. So that's just the message that I'm getting. There's also a card that says it's time for you to leave a situation that's unhealthy, some type of unhealthy situation. So it's reminding you that you're safe, because you meant it's something about safety. And but this is a validation. Is this a validation for you, maybe?
Yeah. I'm in a place right now. Like, at the end of last year, I let people go. And I decided to start over, and I want to leave the past behind, you know, so to speak. So,
right.
And I'm just trusting, I feel like there's some good things coming my way. I just have to keep having the faith, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, but the other thing that I have a question is, this unhealthy situation that you're talking about, this is somebody that I just left behind out of my life since the end of the holiday. So I don't know if their spirit is still connected with mine or whatever it is. I don't know. But we, I haven't seen that particular person in like at least a month.
Well, whatever came into your mind as I read that card is what you should honor. So if it was that particular person, then I would tell you to honor what popped into your mind, and as a validation for you to what you already know. It's just the angels are telling me you're going to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, because you're clearing out, like, all these things. Like, you're just clearing, and moving forward so that you can be more peaceful. To help you with that, you want to just completely detach from the situation. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, let go and let God. That's kind of what's required.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's required for you right now, to really just let go and just trust. And, and eventually the boat's going to come to a beach. You're going to be on the shore. And then it's like completely a different experience. You're going to be off this rocky kind of water in the near future. Is kind of what I get the sense. Let me give you another message here. I want to see. Let me ask the angels. I was Archangel Michael. I'm going to just also work with the angel Tarot, like I was doing with Ceci, and because I like those cards are tend to be a little more accurate.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask what the angels would like you to know right now. And we'll see what comes up. Okay, well, this one wants to come out already. So the Nine of Earth comes out, which says enjoying life, spending time alone, but also successful self-employment. So is there a vision you have about creating your own business, maybe, or getting yourself...
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a validation for you that can be made manifest. It's just... You have to get out of this rocky kind of area you're in. It's like you have to give it some time to stable out. When you're in the calm water and your feelings are ready, it'll happen for you. It's just letting yourself go down that road, okay? And once you do that, it's going to happen at a very fast pace, because another card I drew, Eight of Fire, which is things happening very quickly, delays are over, many things happening at once. So that I think kind of sums up for where you're going. It's just continue to letting go of the things that are no longer serving you, letting go, right, and just kind of letting the water just calm down. When I say water, it's symbolic. Like I keep seeing you in a boat for some reason, so I don't know what that means. But it's like you were in this choppy water, but now the water's going to get calmer for you. And it's like you have to make a conscious decision. You can be stuck out in the ocean as long as you want, or you can make the choice to come into shore and start moving on the land. You're going to have to make that decision, okay? Make a conscious decision. And then when you do that, the angels will lead you to everything you need to be. You just have to let go of the fear and trust that they're going to guide you. And it's going to be scary, because things are always scary when you change. But in reality, the angels always have what's in your best interest if you trust, if you just got to trust. You just got to trust.
No, I do trust. I do trust.
Yeah, I know you do.
Is there anything I can do to, like, create that energy out of, I'm cutting cords, I'm asking Archangel Michael, pretty much at least every week or so, maybe a couple of times a week, just, cut the cord between me and, anytime I feel about somebody in my past that was negative, I try to ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords. I ask Archangel Raphael to heal that relationship, to heal my heart so I can move on, to move forward,
Here's what I get as you're talking. As you're talking, I'm getting the sense that you have to be conscious of what you're thinking, okay? And I want to share something with you and my audience. that I heard on the radio the other day. I listened to Hay House Radio, and I really enjoy Louise Hay, who's the founder of Hay House. And she used this analogy. Our thoughts are like drops of water, okay? And a little drop of water here and there, not a big deal. But after you have enough drops of water, what starts to happen is that you form a puddle. And then that puddle starts to become a bigger puddle, and then a pond, and then a lake, and then an ocean, right? It's just like it grows with over time. So you're putting a lot of your energy into the situation with your thoughts, and it's placing it there in your reality, in your consciousness, because you're putting your thought there. So what you want to do is when you notice the thought that you're thinking about this situation, this person, you just say, yep, okay, nice, and you just let it go. Like, you don't want to continue to give it energy, because whatever you're putting your energy into, you're creating that in your experience. So you're right. You're let go of it. You're praying for it, but you're still putting your thought there. You're still thinking about it a lot, and that's placing it back in your experience, because that's what you're thinking about. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So how can I stop thinking about it? I don't know where something just comes to my mind. You know, I don't know.
Sure. Well, first I would say, stop telling yourself that you can't get over it, that you can't stop thinking about it. Tell yourself, affirm to yourself that you can let it go, that it's safe for you to let go, and that you can do it. First, affirm yourself to that it's possible. First, put that in your reality, right? And then when you – I don't feel like this is going to be really hard for you. I just think it's about you just consciously being aware of it, being more aware of it. When you notice the thought, just notice it. And you just let it pass out. It's like you're watching a parade go by. It's like, okay, there goes the car. Oh, and it's gone. It just passes right through you. But if I look at a float that comes by the parade and I stare at it and, like, I watch it for the rest of the parade, then I'm not paying attention to any of the other parade. You know what I'm saying? It's like you see it, and it's like, okay, that's the thought. Thank you, and it's out of my consciousness. I forgive, and I release, and it's gone. You just practice that. You know what I'm saying? And don't beat yourself up when you don't get it right. Just keep doing that. And I think that's what you needed to hear for today, is that you're on the right track, that you're doing what you need to be doing. You know, keep working with the Archangel Michael. If you do feel like there's any kind of psychic attack or psychic debris, ask him to clear away.
I think that's what sometimes I see. Sometimes even in the middle of the night, I get these dreams. You know, right away I call Archangel Michael. Just cut this cord.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be associated with that person. So I don't know if that particular person is doing that purposely. I don't know.
Well, we're going to ask the angels, Archangel Michael, and any available spiritual helper to assist you in completely detaching from this situation and letting go. And that any kind of psychic attack that may have been directed at you, for either from someone else or from yourself, is all released and forgiven. And you are shielded now in this beautiful purple orb. I can see it. And I'm asking Archangel Metatron to come and balance your chakras out, to cut cords that might be connecting and helping you to go into the direction that you need to move into. See yourself now thinking and focusing only on what you desire and just going down that path. Stay laser focused on where you want to be. And think nothing else, and then you'll be fine. Okay, I don't know if that fire truck means anything. Maybe the fire truck means like, okay, this is urgent. This is urgent. You got to do this. That's a sign.
Yeah, right.
That's a sign right there.
I would just
know that you're doing the best you can, and so is this other person. And I don't feel like there's any malicious intent or anything like that. It's just giving yourself permission to go in the direction you want to go in and just be more conscious of deliberate conscious effort to focus on where you want to be. And I think you're going to be fine. You can also ask the angels, too, before you go to sleep, to protect your space so you can have good dreams. You know, so protect me while I sleep, let me have good dreams, and they'll be there to protect you with that. So that can help as well. But so I hope that's been helpful for you. Those are kind of the things that have been coming through me.
Yeah.
You might want to also, I'm getting the sense of you also working more with the left side of your brain. And what I mean by that is that analytical side of your brain, you know, like I think that might help you to balance out your brain a little bit. Like if you maybe found something to focus on, like do a crossword puzzle or do like a brain teaser or something that would kind of exercise both sides of your brain so that you can really integrate and be more grounded in your mind a little bit. That's kind of what they were showing me, like doing some type of, you know, I don't know, like a math problem or something that would use that other part of your brain. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's
kind of
what they showed me. So, but just know that I'm continuing to send you love, and I'm asking the Archangel Michael to continue to help you, and that the violet flame would also really help you. The violet flame will help you to release things that are no longer certain. Do you know about the violet flame?
Yeah, I think I've done a meditation on that before, so I guess I have to do it again.
I think that will really help you. Okay. To call upon Saint Germain and the violet flame to let go of anything that's no longer serving you. There's a meditation I have on my YouTube that you can check out. If you go onto my Facebook, you'll find the link to my YouTube, and there's a violet flame video there for you to watch. So that might help.
Okay.
But otherwise, just keep moving forward. And if you need more assistance, just come on my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. All right. So I think we're at the end of the show, guys, and gals, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. What a really important topic. Thank you to the Ascended Masters for the messages that came through, for Archangel Michael, and for everyone that's listening. I know there's been a blessing for everyone that's listened. If you enjoyed the show, I please would love it if you could please click follow on Blog Talk Radio. That will keep you posted with new shows, and it helps to kind of just promote me a little bit. My website, if you're interested in getting a reading from me, it's ascensionmagic.com. Next month in February is going to be the month of enchantment and wonder. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of interesting and fun stuff like shamanism and wizards and multidimensionality, sacred geometry, and sacred sites around the world. So it's going to be an interesting month. March, we're going to be talking about more tools for ascension, opening up the upper chakras, unlocking your DNA, all kinds of really cool things coming up. And I'm also planning on putting together a spiritual fair. If you're in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area, I'm considering putting together a spiritual fair with many readers and healers and healthy eating. And so stay posted for that. So I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, of course, and I always like to end the show with a lot of love. So I'm going to end you guys with some love here.